KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the 20th day of April for 2018. Well, the effort to recall Calaveras County District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi has apparently failed. Robin Glanville with the County Elections Office said proponents of the recall had turned in no signatures by yesterday's 5 p.m. deadline. The proponents were required to submit 1,319 valid signatures. In a prepared statement issued last night, Garamendi said the failure of this recall is a rejection of the divisive and dirty politics being played in Calaveras County. The recall proponents, led primarily by persons who do not live in the District 2 that I represent, knowingly base their campaign on outright lies. Now, Garamendi has advocated for regulation of cannabis cultivation for commercial purposes, and he voted against the current ban approved by a 3-2 Board of Supervisors vote in January. Proponents of recalling Garamendi are in favor of that current ban. Garamendi said the effort to recall him was run by a radical fringe group and was a coordinated effort to intimidate him and other supervisors who did not support their pro-ban position on cannabis cultivation for commercial purposes. Granville did say proponents for recalling Garamendi can start the recall process over again if they want to, but they would have to start again from square one.
Well, residents in rural areas of California that for 6 years paid the $150 SRA fire fee should not expect a refund. The fire fee ended last year as part of a legislative compromise when the state's cap and trade program was renewed. Senator Barry Hill introduced Senate Bill 1044, which would have sent refunds to property owners who were subjected to the earlier fee. However, the bill failed to gain support this week in the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. Barry Hill said while he is pleased the tax was suspended back in 2017, the property owners who paid millions of dollars from 2012 to 2017 deserve a more complete remedy, saying with the current state budget surplus, there's more than enough money to refund the unconstitutional tax forced on nearly 800,000 rural property owners.
And the 43rd annual Sierra Century Bicycling event is scheduled for this Saturday and will run along four different routes through Amador and El Dorado counties. The event is sponsored by the Sacramento Wheelmen and features routes of 41, 65, 102, and 122 miles. The race starts with hundreds of bicyclists in Plymouth at the fairgrounds and will then travel through Sutter Creek, Ione, Volcano, Daffodil Hill, Fiddletown, Pioneer Park, Fairplay, and Mount Occam, depending on the route. Riders will be on the road an average from 6:30 in the morning through 6 tomorrow night. All routes are fully supported by rest and water stops, ham radio communications, flaggers, law enforcement personnel, and volunteers will also be on site.
Well, April 20th has become an international counterculture holiday where people gather to celebrate and consume cannabis. Now, it's customary to gather in public to light up at 4:20 p.m. on the 20th of April. For those celebrating California's first official 420 with legal marijuana, AAA has one reminder. If you drive while intoxicated, your life could go up in smoke. It doesn't matter if you're drinking alcohol or using recreational marijuana. Never an excuse to drive impaired. And to get you and your vehicle home safely on 420, AAA's Tipsy Tow Service is back. We'll start at 420 this afternoon, continue until 420 tomorrow morning. To take advantage, call 1-800-AAA-HELP. Tell them you need a Tipsy Tow. Tipsy Tow provides a free ride home and your vehicle tow of up to 10 miles. Beyond that, motorists are charged a standard towing rate. Now, you don't have to be a AAA member to use the service. AAA estimates that a first-time DUI can cost a motorist as much as $10,000 from fines, penalties, legal fees, and increased insurance. Again, that number, 1-800-222-4357, or you can remember 1-800-AAA-HELP.
And Bear Valley Ski Resort will end its operational season this weekend. The resort opened on Friday, November 24th, So the 2017-18 ski season lasted nearly 5 months as Bear Valley was able to make its own snow. The final weekend will feature the popular Pond Skim event and the annual Bear Valley Brewfest. The resort reports that 8 inches of new snow fell at the beginning of this week, creating some fresh powder to start the week off. The resort will have 44 trails open, 15 are closed. Kirkwood, by the way, ended its season earlier this month.
And still reminding you guys about the PG&E underlying construction, or excuse me, underlying gas work going on in the city of Jackson. PG&E and Vulcan Construction will close Schober Avenue and Peak Street again, as well as Golf Course Road, and that will run through today. All non-residents required to take an alternate route. Detours will be in place. Resident, business, emergency, construction, city vehicles only will be allowed access to these areas. Expect delays when trying to access. Again, that closure runs throughout the day.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning, the 20th day of April. The NFL just released their Monday-Thursday schedules.
Niners and Raiders, week 9,
Niners
Thursday night, baby.
Right there. I'm looking at it right now.
John Gruden, Jimmy Garoppolo.
That ought to
both
be
both teams got some
game.
Promise, man.
Yeah. Let's see. 49ers and Rams square off on a Sunday night game.
And those are going to be good games this year.
Don't see the Raiders. Do we have any Raiders? Yep. Steelers at Raiders on week 14, December 9th. And let's see, what do we got on Monday Night Football here? Monday Night Football, 49ers at Packers.
That's going to be a popular one.
Yeah, I'd like to see the 49ers.
A lot of Packer fans around here.
I'd like to see the 49ers and Patriots play. Wouldn't that be a good game?
Jimmy Garoppolo against
Giants.
Tom Brady.
Giants at the 49ers on November 12th.
They're going to be a lot better this year.
Let's see, do we have any more Raiders games on there? Rams at Raiders, that's actually the first week. You know how they do the two games on the first week?
Yes.
That'll be the Rams and the Raiders and the Jets at the Lions.
Yeah, I know it's been several years since John Gruden coached in the NFL, but he's been around the game. He knows the game. He's progressed with the game as well. I am really curious to see how the Raiders do this year. I think they're going to have a heck of a season.
Here's a treat for you. On Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Broncos at Raiders. That's the final Monday night game. So everybody will be. I wonder if we'll be down at Bee Gees. I wonder if Bart will have the buffet on.
That'll be a nice. Huh? The Raiders are pretty much rivals with everybody in their division, though. But
yeah,
Raiders and Broncos, nice divisional game. Right on.
So that wraps up a look at the news. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, join us here at All Sports Radio. Visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.